Wheaty rice in rice fields is most likely not what you think. One thing for sure is that it's a problem in rice. Helping us understand what weedy rice is Liberty Galvin, a PhD student at UC Davis. She's in the Horticulture and Agronomy graduate group studying weed science with Kasim Al-Khatib. The lab that she works in is focused on weedy rice. Liberty presented her research at the recent California Wheat Science Society annual meeting in Sacramento. Liberty, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
No problem. Thank you for having me today, Patrick.
So, Liberty, let's just get this out of the way. Tell us what weedy rice is.
A lot of people ask me, they just blatantly ask me, they think that weedy rice is actually weeds in rice. Mm-hmm. But weedy rice is genetically and physiologically the same as cultivated rice, except it's not white in color. In the southern United States, it's red, so they call it red rice. Here in California, we have straw colored, we have bronze colored, we have a black color. And because we grow a lot of sushi rice in California, people don't want black sushi rice. They don't want bronze sushi rice, right? So the other thing is that people ask me, why don't we grow it? Why don't we just grow it and eat it? Because we could, I mean, it's rice. Like, we could eat it, even if consumer preferences were to change. But the issue is that the seed shatters, and shattering is an agronomic term for basically the seed just falls to the ground. So when you go through and you try to harvest it, the grain does not collect in the harvester. Yep. And so even if we were to eat it, and consumer preferences were to change, growers can't actually grow it because the seed gets away from them.
Interesting, Liberty. So what's the goal of your research?
Weedy rice is a problem all over the world, but it's a relatively new problem in California. And because California rice has some pretty unique features, like we have aerial seeding, we pre-germinate our seeds and we fly those into a flood. We don't do drill seeding like they do in the South. So how do we manage weedy rice in a system that is very unique to the rest of the world? So my research was trying to look at, can we bury it? Can we use tillage to bury it really deep under the ground? Or can we use a deep flood to essentially drown the weed like we do a lot of other weeds in rice? And the main findings from my research is that if you are able to till 2 inches or deeper into the soil and really bury those weedy rice seeds deep in the ground, you will not have any germination or emergence of those seeds in your field.
And remember, when rice is harvested, the weedy rice doesn't get picked up by the harvester. Instead, it falls to the ground. So they can do this cultural practice after harvest.
So that's really the main takeaway. A lot of growers right now are asking questions like, how do I get rid of it, X, Y, and Z? And my first objective was to determine how to get rid of it.
So again, you can till that seed into the ground.
The way that rice is grown in California, you are tilling pre-season and then you're tilling post-season. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these tillage activities are not necessarily to plant the rice, mm-hmm. it's to prepare the bed for planting, prepare the field, right? So when we as California rice growers plant rice, these seeds are pre-germinated and they drop out of an airplane, yeah, into a flooded field.
Yeah.
And so the tillage doesn't actually affect our cultivated rice. You are just essentially using tillage and cultivation to prepare your field for the seeds to rain down, basically. So the tillage should not affect your cultivated rice unless you are doing a drill seeding. And my colleague Alex did a really nice presentation over drill-seeded rice where he found that certain varieties like M209 will actually germinate and emerge from a 2-inch burial depth, right? So there are certain varieties like Kushikari, special varieties that are drill-seeded in California, yeah, but the majority of our varieties are flown on, so we don't have to worry about tillage depth with our cultivated variety.
So Liberty, the weedy rice seed could be part of the rice seed that's dropped from an airplane. How do you control the weedy rice in that situation?
So this was a pretty important point and one of what we think is one of the main factors in why weedy rice has recently popped up in California is that because growers are not, now this is a voluntary program, but growers are not voluntarily purchasing certified seed. Mm. And so sometimes when you save seed, or if there is a trading of seed between the southern United States and California, you will get these weedy kind of species that are not bred for our environment, our Mediterranean climate. So ideally, the seed that you purchase and you fly on does not have any weedy rice in it to begin with. The real issue now is that weedy rice exists in the soil, and so really it's a seed bank management issue at this point. Right, and that's why tillage is so important, because that's how you reduce your seed bank, is you play around with your tillage depth.
So Liberty, this has been great research you're doing. So what's the future for you once you graduate?
So I am halfway through my second year of my PhD. I have probably another 2 or 3 field seasons where I'm literally just going to sit in the field all summer and watch these weeds grow and observe them and monitor their growth habits. So I'm hoping that in the coming years for this California Weed Science Society meetings, I will be able to give better reports about how weedy rice is behaving in the field, how it competes with our cultivated rice, and some more timely data on how long between warm weather or the introduction of the flood into your field and the first appearance of weedy rice. So I'm hoping that the future will really hold some more concrete data on how to manage weedy rice.
Terrific.
Liberty, thanks for being with me today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Great. Thank you so much, Patrick.